Now, another place the Obama administration is monitoring closely is Gaza, where a ceasefire has broken down again. The violence we've seen between Israel and Hamas followed the kidnapping and killing of three Israeli teenagers earlier this summer. Israel all along has blamed Hamas for carrying that out, and a senior Hamas official speaking in Turkey has now acknowledged for the first time that the militant group's armed wing was responsible. NPR's Philip Reeves joins us now from Gaza. Phil, good morning.
Good morning.
So what exactly did we hear from Hamas, and how is it different than what we have been hearing until this point?
Well, these concerned remarks made at a conference in Istanbul in Turkey yesterday, which were recorded and posted on the internet. A Hamas official who's based in Turkey reportedly said that what he said appeared to confirm Israeli allegations that Hamas's military wing was behind the abduction of these and murder of these teenagers. He talked about a heroic operation by the Qassam Brigades. That's the military wing of Hamas. He talked about imprisoning the three settlers. Now, up to now, Hamas officials have refused to confirm or deny any involvement in this. We contacted a Hamas spokesman here in Gaza, and he wouldn't comment.
Okay, well, all of this comes as we see, you know, yet another ceasefire breaking down. What is happening in the fighting that we've seen in the last day or so?
Well, there have been very significant developments, I think. Three senior Hamas militant commanders have overnight been killed in an Israeli airstrike. It happened at Rafah in southern Gaza, close to the border with Egypt. One is a guy called Raed Attar. Israel says he was a veteran responsible for lots of attacks over more than 20 years, rockets, bombings, constructing tunnels. And they also say that he was directly involved in the kidnapping of the Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit, who you'll recall was held in Gaza for 5 years mm-hmm. before he was released in a prisoner exchange. One of the other guys was a man that Israel describes as the most senior militant in southern Gaza. And Hamas says actually a third commander was killed in these airstrikes overnight. At the funeral today, Palestinians wouldn't talk about what these guys actually did, but it is clear that they were major players and people were talking about them as heroes.
Do you know how Israel is figuring out exactly where these Hamas leaders are?
No, the speculation that they have fresh intelligence and this has allowed them to make these strikes. And that speculation has a lot to do with the fact that this is just over a day after a missile strike that killed the wife and infant son and daughter of Mohammed Deif. Now, he's the military chief of the Al-Qassam Brigades, a real figurehead. He's survived four assassination attempts before. Hamas says that he also survived this one and were quite triumphalist about that. But this concerted attack on Hamas field commanders, which has emerged today, will be something that will doubtless be of great concern to their strategists and tacticians. People down at the funeral were saying that they expect, though, the militant wing of Hamas to regroup because they've had senior leaders killed in the past, although none recently, none in this war.
Phil, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Philip Reeves in Gaza speaking to us about a Hamas leader acknowledging that the organization was responsible for the kidnapping and death of three Israeli teenagers.